you are standing at the base of a naval triumph frozen in stone. This is the winged victory of Samothrace, a masterpiece of Hellenistic soul that has survived the salt, the wind, and the weight of two millennia. The descent upon the prow. Carved around 190 BCE, this monument was not designed for a quiet museum hall. It was an offering of gratitude for a naval victory, originally perched atop a stone ship's prow in a cliffside sanctuary on the island of Samothrace. The sculpture is a physical paradox, a combination of white Parian marble for the goddess Nike and dark, grey Rhodian marble for the ship she alights upon. This deliberate use of contrasting stone was a logistical nightmare for the unknown Rhodian sculptor, requiring precise balance to ensure the massive wings did not snap under their own immense gravity while facing the brutal Aegean gales. The illusion of the wet drapery. The technical genius of this work lies in the mastery of the wet drapery technique. Observe how the marble seems to lose its solidity. The fabric of her chiton clings to her breasts and abdomen as if soaked by sea spray, while simultaneously billowing behind her in deep, turbulent folds. This creates a sensory deception. By carving the stone into razor-thin ridges that appear translucent, the artist bypasses your logic and speaks to your nerves. You do not just see the goddess, you feel the invisible wind that is supposedly battering her. It generates a visceral sense of forward momentum. The sculpture does not stand in space, it fights against it. It forces you to feel the resistance of the air and the spray of the ocean, turning cold stone into a living, breathing, atmospheric event. The Secret Ascent of 1939. While its discovery in 1863 was a triumph, its survival in 1939 was a clandestine drama. As the shadow of the Second World War fell over Paris, the winged victory became the centerpiece of a desperate evacuation. Because of her extreme fragility and weight, she could not be crated like the Mona Lisa. Museum curators had to slide the goddess down the Grand Daru staircase on a heavy wooden ramp, inch by agonizing inch, as sirens wailed across the city. She was hidden in the Chateau de Valençay, shrouded in burlap to protect her from the damp. This narrow escape from potential Nazi plunder or Allied bombardment changed her legacy forever. She moved from being an archaeological relic to a symbol of French cultural resistance, a victory that had to be saved so that she might eventually preside over a liberated Louvre. The missing hand peer closely at the area where her right arm once met her torso. For decades, it was assumed she held a trumpet or a laurel wreath. However, in 1950, a stray fragment was discovered in the dust of Samothrace, her right hand. Unlike the muscular tension of her body, the hand is delicate, with the thumb and ring finger extended in a gesture of greeting. Most tourists miss the fact that this hand is now displayed in a small glass case nearby, detached from the body. Microscopic analysis of the palm revealed no evidence that she ever held an object. This hidden reality suggests the winged victory was not celebrating a conquest with a tool of war, but was captured in the simple, divine act of signaling her arrival. She is not a warrior. She is a herald of peace. How does knowing she was originally designed to be buffeted by real ocean winds change your perception of her stability?